And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Most men are a little better than their circumstances give them a chance to be." The novelist William Faulkner, born New Albany, Mississippi, 1897. Like to get up early in the morning, eat eggs and broiled steak for breakfast, get a pot of coffee, take his tobacco and pipe, and go up to his study, where he went inside and took off the doorknob and carried it inside with him, where he wrote his novels by hand on large sheets of paper and then typed them out with two fingers on an old Underwood portable. In a four-year span, he published some of his best works: Sartorus, The Sound and the Fury, As I Lay Dying, Sanctuary, and Light in August, all between 1929 and 1932. It's the birthday of the poet and cartoonist Shel Silverstein, born in Chicago, 1930. He said as a kid he wanted to be popular with girls, but he couldn't play ball and he couldn't dance, so he started to draw and write. He was drafted into the Army, wrote cartoons for Stars and Stripes. After the war, went to work for Playboy magazine, contributed there for 20 years. It was an editor in New York who suggested that he try to write for children, and he went on to write some of the best-known children's books of our time: Lafcadio, The Lion Who Shot Back, and The Giving Tree, and his book of children's poems, Where the Sidewalk Ends, one of the best-selling volumes of poetry of all time. And it was on this day, 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as a justice in the Supreme Court, first woman to hold that office. She graduated from Stanford Law School, 1952, top of her class, couldn't find a law firm that would give her a job because she was a woman. So she moved to Arizona, opened up her own law practice, became active in the Republican Party, became majority leader of the Arizona State Senate, then was appointed to the Court of Appeals, and 2 years later, President Reagan appointed her to the Supreme Court. Here's a poem for today by Evan Boland entitled Nocturne. After a friend has gone, I like the feel of it, the house at night, everyone asleep, the way it draws in like atmosphere or evening. 1 o'clock, a floral teapot and a raisin scone, a tray waits to be taken down, the landing light is off, the clock strikes, the cat comes into his own, mysterious on the stairs, a black ambivalence around the legs of button-back chairs, an insinuation to be set beside the red spoon and the salt-glazed cup, the saucer with a thick spill of tea which scalds off easily under the tap. Time is a tick, a purr, a drop. The spider on the dining room window has fallen asleep. Among complexities, as I will, once the doors are bolted and the keys tested and the switch turned up of the kitchen light, which made outside in the back garden an electric room, a domestication of closed daisies and architecture, instant and improbable. Nocturne, a poem by Evan Boland from An Origin Like Water, published by Norton, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering the weekly poetry podcast Poetry Off the Shelf, featuring contemporary American poets, readings, reviews, and more. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/poetrypodcast. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.